Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, May 17, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly higher open. European equity markets have opened mildly negative, following mixed levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is higher, treasury yields are up at the short end and down at the long. Crude oil prices are lower following the bearish API inventory data. Gold is also weaker, and industrial metals are mixed. The downbeat macro prints are fueling global growth concerns. The U.S. debt ceiling impasse is another overhang, with the two sides still far apart ahead of the early June ex-date. Fed officials are maintaining a hawkish bias, despite markets continuing to price in a dovish pivot in 2023. And yield curves stay deeply inverted, which are driving hard landing concerns despite strong labor markets. There's not much news from central banks in Europe. The European Central Bank members are still pushing the likelihood of more rate hikes, though it is clear that the Governing Council is looking towards the end of a tightening cycle. And the story is similar from the Bank of England. Despite the lack of direction in the markets on the macro front, there is still optimism for a soft economic landing globally, which is supported by Japan's Q1 GDP that has rebounded by more than expected, despite a revision that indicated a short recession late last year. The growth is underpinned by a post-COVID rebound in domestic demand. More on the data front. Australia's wage inflation stays unchanged on a quarter-on-quarter basis against expectations for a rebound. China's April home price growth has slowed, adding fuel to the debate over the need for economic stimulus, given the weak economic prints earlier this week. The weakening China yuan is also reflective of economists' concern over the need for support. In Europe, the Eurozone April CPI is in line with the preliminary reading. The French Q1 unemployment rate also has come in line with consensus. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the weekly mortgage purchase applications, the April building permits and housing starts, followed by the weekly DOE crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Target and TJX, posting results before they open. Cisco, Synopsys, and Take-Two Interactive will post after the close. In corporate news, Blackstone is considered a front-runner to acquire Silver Lake's Australian ticketing and live entertainment business, according to the Australian Financial Review. Baidu is saying that it is waiting for the Chinese government to approve its ChatGPT bot. In Asia, equities were mixed on Wednesday. Japan went higher once again, with the Nikkei closing above the 30,000 mark for the first time since September 2021. Australia fell and finished just below the 7,200 mark. Greater China markets traded lower just as China yuan slipped to a five-month low on increased stimulus chatter, and Hong Kong was sharply down in the afternoon session. South Korea was higher and Taiwan was notably strong for a second consecutive day. Southeast Asia was mixed, with Singapore and Thailand showing weakness. And India also had losses on profit-taking after hitting five-month highs earlier in the week. European equity markets have opened lower, with Norway closed and Sweden to close early today. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Wednesday, May 17, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.